why we stay too long in a job or relationship. Many of us find ourselves in situations that are far from ideal, whether it's a job we've outgrown or a relationship that's no longer fulfilling. Interestingly, we often persist in these circumstances far longer than we should, despite knowing deep down that change is necessary. In today's article, we'll explore three common reasons why we stay in a job or relationship too long and what to do about it. In the extended video version of this article, I discuss ways of addressing each of the three reasons. I'll leave the link below. Number one, fear. Fear is a potent emotion that can keep us firmly anchored in situations that no longer serve us, whether that's fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of rejection, or even fear of success. These anxieties can act as powerful obstacles to change. Fear can manifest in various ways in the context of a job or relationship, and it often stops us from making the necessary steps to move forwards. Fear of the unknown can be daunting. Leaving a job or a relationship that we've grown accustomed to means venturing into uncharted territory. We may fear the insecurities that come with change, such as financial instability or being alone. Fear of failure. We're often afraid of the potential negative outcomes associated with leaving a familiar situation. This fear can paralyze us, causing us to stick to the status quo, even if it's causing unhappiness. Fear of rejection or judgment. Leaving a job or relationship can sometimes invite criticism or judgment from others. This fear of what people might think can make us hesitate to make the necessary changes in our lives. Fear of success. That seems like a weird one. Why would you be scared of something that you want? Again, it's about uncertainty. If you're successful, it means that things will change and you don't necessarily know what that looks like. People's perceptions of you might change. You might need to change something you don't want to or hadn't anticipated. Number two, sunk cost fallacy. The sunk cost fallacy, also known as the sunk cost effect, is a cognitive bias that occurs when we continue investing time, money, or effort into a project or decision because we've already invested significant resources, even when it's clear that the additional investments are unlikely to yield a positive return or benefit. In other words, we make decisions based on what we've already sunk into a situation rather than evaluating the situation objectively and based on future potential outcomes. This fallacy is rooted in the idea that we tend to avoid feeling that our initial investment was a waste, so we persist in our current course of action to justify or rationalize our prior commitments, poor choices, or poor decisions. However, this irrational behavior can lead to poor decision-making, disregarding the present and future costs and benefits. For example, we've invested a substantial amount of time, maybe decades, into a company or relationship. Instead of cutting our losses and moving on to more promising opportunities, we continue to stay because we can't accept that all our initial investment hasn't worked out. Psychological commitment. The more we invest in a job or relationship, the more psychologically committed we become to that investment. We may convince ourselves that we can't leave because of all the time and effort we've put in. Emotional attachment. Over time, we develop emotional attachments to our investments. These emotional investments can make us feel obliged to stay in a situation even when it's no longer fulfilling. Regret aversion. We may fear the regret of acknowledging that we've wasted time or energy on a job or relationship that hasn't worked out, which can lead to staying in it longer than necessary. Number three, status quo bias. The status quo bias is a cognitive bias that makes us prefer maintaining our current situation, even if it's suboptimal, rather than embracing change. We are naturally inclined to stick to what's familiar, as it requires less mental effort and perceived risk. One of my favorite sayings you're probably getting tired of hearing of by now is, our brain would prefer to keep us in known pain rather than move us towards potential pleasure. Comfort in routine. Familiarity often equates to comfort. We are naturally drawn to the predictable and routine of our current job or relationship, even if it's unsatisfying. Cognitive effort. Embracing change, such as searching for a new job or ending a long-term relationship, requires significant cognitive effort. The status quo bias makes us resist such change in favor of the mental ease that comes with the familiar. Avoidance of risk. The unknown carries perceived risks, and the status quo bias makes us more risk averse. Despite its shortcomings, we may stay in a job or relationship because we believe it's the safer option. The wrap up. Staying in a job or relationship for too long, even when it's no longer serving us, is a common human experience. Fear, sunk costs, and status quo bias can create powerful psychological barriers to change. However, recognizing these factors is the first step toward breaking free from their influence and taking control of our lives. Embracing change, even when difficult or uncertain, can lead to personal growth, happiness, and a more fulfilling future. It's never too late to take a step in a new direction. And in doing so, it can be incredibly empowering. Feel the fear? Do it anyway. What next? To find out how to deal with each of these three reasons, watch the extended version. Again, the link is below. If you'd like help with anything I've talked about here or any of my previous articles, please contact me to arrange a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. You can do that by messaging me at info@joebanks.net. Finally, I could not be more thrilled with how my YouTube channel is growing. If you've already taken the time to watch some of my videos and subscribe, thank you so much. This week, I exceeded the 500 subscriber mark, which I'm told is brilliant in just 3 months. So I couldn't be more pleased. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover in an article or in the extended YouTube version, please email me at info@joebanks.net. Each video takes up to 20 hours to write, record, and edit, so I want to ensure that I spend my time wisely to give you the most helpful content. If you enjoyed this post, please feel free to share it with your friends, family, and colleagues. And if you haven't signed up yet to get my weekly newsletter straight to your inbox, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. Finally, thanks for your continued support.